I'm Dr. Paul Phillips, speaking to you from my home in Hayes, Kansas, with some thoughts on immigration, borders, and becoming, the focus of this fall's Radio Reader Book Club. Few of us have experienced the immigration process, but for we who have traveled, the border crossing experience is traumatic, going from the comfortable to the unknown. My wife Pat and I recently experienced a Greek border crossing. After spending 11 hours crossing the Atlantic, we exited the plane and were told to form two lines, one for European Union citizens and one for outsiders. Rather than immigration papers, our passports were open, ready to receive the stamp that would permit our border crossing into Athens. Approaching the immigration officer, we wondered if we would pass inspection and receive that needed stamp. It makes a lasting impression when the officer is friendly rather than disagreeable, and when he readily provides the admission stamp. Entering Greece, everything is strange. The language and signage is incomprehensible. Our currency is not acceptable. And our cell phones won't work without a new SIMS card. We were relieved when we found our hosts, who speak English, provided guidance on ordering food, and in general took us under their wings. The just described experience, while similar to immigration, is still vastly different. We had a return ticket to our homeland. The 19th century High Plains immigrants were not so fortunate. Pushed out of their homeland by warfare, religious persecution, or economic hardships, they had to remain in this strange region called the High Plains. Many lived on isolated homesteads, others in ethnic communities where they could more easily keep their cultural identity alive. All soon realized what had worked at home was often inappropriate in this strange land. Gradually, keeping traditions alive whenever possible, and when necessary, embracing the new, they forged an understanding of the High Plains. Slowly, the physical and cultural isolation began to break down. They intermarried and shared experiences with the larger community we know as Americans, and rather than becoming, they had become. Today, new migrants arrive. They work hard and band together for security and comfort. Some are only sojourners, but others are in the process of becoming. They enrich our existing culture with new customs, strong family orientation, and a firm religious faith. Remember, like the traveler who enters a strange country, a warm smile and a helping hand from those they meet furthers the becoming process.
Please join the HPPR Radio Readers Book Club at www.hppradioreaders.org. That's HPPR Radio Readers, all one word, .org.
10 million more in books written beneath my bed. I wrote or read them all when searching in the swarm. Still can't find how to hold my hand.